Tech Talk Tuesday, and back in the seat, my man, Tienes Jansen van Rensburger, bandwithblog.co.za. This afternoon, we talk EVs, electric vehicles. It's been a while, Tienes.
It has.
Yeah. We obviously, there's been this, almost like this surge over the, you know, last while, and this EVs, and then it kind of died down a little bit, but now things are bubbling up again.
This market is not slowing down at all.
Yeah.
It's, in fact, it's growing so quickly. A lot of the people that aren't making EVs are panicking, and they're just jumping in and making really bad EVs.
Yeah.
So the market is changing quickly. And so one of the issues we spoke about in the past was the infrastructure,
yeah,
and the way that it takes so long to charge the vehicle. But there's a company in China that's kind of solved this problem now, and they're going to install this all over China. They've started already. And China obviously has the biggest EV market in the world and the biggest EV manufacturers in the world. And what this quote-unquote charging station does is if you have one of these cars that they're building, you just drive up into this little dock, a machine comes in, takes the battery out from under your vehicle and installs a fully charged battery into your vehicle again, and takes 4 to 5 minutes.
No,
it's quicker
way
than having to put in petrol.
So it's a swap station.
Exactly, it's a swap station.
So first and foremost, so you can't go there with your Tesla or your whatever. It has to be one of those cars, because obviously the battery needs to be positioned in the certain way to get out.
Yeah.
I think this is fantastic. We did speak about this a while back. It's like, if only there was a way that they can swap out the batteries, yeah, like you do a gas bottle.
Because, and now it's happening.
I mean, this seems viable. Instead of building an entire charging network, what do you think?
Yeah, I think there's going to be a couple of solutions, you know, and this is definitely going to be viable, especially in China. Obviously, they do things on a massive scale right from the get-go, so we'll see how that goes. But on the other side of the Pacific, Tesla, obviously being the biggest EV manufacturer in the North America market, they have now started to say, okay, cool, we've got this amazing supercharger network throughout North America, and all of the other EV manufacturers are now starting to jump on the bandwagon and signing on to their charging standard. So this is massive news, because you can't just take your EV and go to any charging station, right? You have to have a specific charging standard that's compatible with your vehicle. And Tesla has now started opening up, and they're going to allow the likes of Ford, Volvo, Lucid, a bunch of them have now started to sign on, and they're going to install from 2025. They're all going to have the North American charging standard, which is Tesla's standard.
Which makes a lot of sense.
It does. It does. And, you know, the market will keep going in this direction. We've seen it with cell phones. All the standards start to merge. Essentially, everybody has USB-C now. Apple's forced to have USB-C now in Europe soon. So you need the standards to come together to, again, lower costs, make it more accessible, make the infrastructure work for more people, and then that market can even take off further.
Yeah, I just find it fascinating how quickly this is all developing, eh?
100%.
I think in the next couple of years, we are going to be seeing a very different world,
yeah,
with regards to our transport and vehicles.
No, 100%. And Volvo South Africa even have said they think South Africa is ready for EVs. You know, a lot of us might disagree, but again, because of that infrastructure problem, and they said if we also adopt a single standard, then that could happen, because then the whole market can benefit.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I mean, if you already just take a look around when you go out and drive, I mean, there's a lot of EVs on the road.
There is.
Yeah, we see them more and more and more. I mean, just coming up on the building, I see at least 3-4 of them parked in the bays here. So it's here. We've even got a charging station.
100%.
Telling you. Tienes, thank you very much for the news and the update. That's your Tech Talk Tuesday, Net Europe Smile FM.